presidential contest heading to a runoff to be held at the end of the month. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 663 points, the NASDAQ ahead 176 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you were lied to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. Police say 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. D.A. Daryl Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend in front of a liquor store on Mobile Highway. Alabama State Troopers say 37-year-old Victor Buchanan was killed when a car he was driving left the road and hit a tree south of Opelika. The wreck happened around 12:30 Sunday morning on Lee County Road 54. Investigators say Buchanan was not using a seatbelt and died at East Alabama Medical Center. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Tear up the terrain during Wild Roaring Raptor at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Join us Saturday, October 15th from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. as we give away stacks of cash, free play, and a new Ford. Be there as we hold drawings every half hour where players can win their share of $30,000. Then at 9:30 p.m., our grand finale winner will claim the keys to their new 2022 Ford Raptor. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Actual make and model may vary. Visit WindCreekWetumpka.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Croppville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Proof of the pudding's in the eating.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The news and views from 9 till noon. We're going down the list of the 10 amendments that'll be on the ballot in the general election this November for the state of Alabama. We're starting to get into the territory where they're local amendments, but they need statewide approval. But first, let's go over, we've gone through six of them, right?
Yep.
Amendment one, we're a big yes.
That's a no-brainer to me.
That's the new Anaya's Law.
Correct.
Where judges would have the discretion to stiffen bail for those accused of, you know, your most heinous crimes.
Yeah.
So I agree with that one, especially it's named after Anaya Blanchard, who was kidnapped and murdered in October of 2019. And the guy who is suspected to do this, it seems pretty obvious, was out on bond in connection with another kidnapping and murder earlier in the year. So this has to stop. And I think this is one where the people of Alabama, despite all the national politicking and partisanship, we agree on this one. Amendment 2 were yes. This would allow the state, a county, or municipality to create programs to expand broadband. And we're a tentative yes.
We are.
Could be some corruption involved, but people need that internet.
Well, here's another thought on that, too, Joey. Okay. If I'm an internet provider, I would love for the state of Alabama to go and do all the hard work for me, and then I just bill the people for the service I provide. Mm-hmm. That seems kind of backwards. Like with Alabama Power, they had to supply power to everyone, and then they charge the people, and they maintain it, too. Mm. So it kind of sounds like maybe this one just...
We'll see. Amendment 3 would require the governor to notify the attorney general and the victim's family before granting a commutation or reprieve in the case of someone sentenced to death.
Seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, we're a yes on that. So we're three yeses so far, which is unusual. But then the no's start. Amendment 4 would require any legislation passed concerning a general election to be implemented at least 6 months before the next general election. The purpose is to ensure the supermajority cannot enact a bill in their favor just before an election. Any bill passed within 6 months of a general election would not apply until the next calendar year. No. I get what they're trying to do.
I get the
logic isn't terrible, but you could have, say, emergency 6 months out.
Right, and I see the too much option for neglect on that, to take advantage of some things. So.
And if the legislature's hands are tied and all of a sudden you've got administrators or election officials changing things up.
Aren't we kind of complaining about that right now?
Anyway, Amendment 5 would remove outdated language concerning the adoption process. The words orphan's business would be removed from the jurisdiction of probate courts, but the probate courts would still be responsible for adoptions and guardianships.
I just don't really understand.
I don't know enough about that. And if you don't know enough about it, you can either skip it or just vote no.
Yeah.
Amendment 6 would allow municipalities that collect a special property tax to use those dollars to pay as you go for projects. The money would go directly to those capital improvements instead of requiring the municipalities to use bonds or other forms of debt.
Don't trust them.
No. That brings us to Amendment 7. It concerns economic development. Oh, happy day.
Here we go, baby.
Now, this one's a little convoluted. Right. But it'll be clear once we, like, read it, right? Amendment 7 would revise Amendment 772, which requires counties and municipalities to adopt a resolution to determine whether funds would serve a public purpose. The Alabama Fair Ballot Commission wrote, currently, the Alabama Constitution provides that some counties and cities, towns, may use public funds to sell public property, lend their credit, or become indebted for economic development purposes. Amendment 7 will give all counties and cities, towns, that same power. Amendment 772 also requires notice to go in the area's largest newspaper. Amendment 7 would allow the counties or municipalities to publish those notices in any local newspaper, not just the largest.
Some of it makes sense, but it sounds awfully convoluted, Joey. Mm-hmm. I go no on this one just because it's too complicated. Amendments need to be very simple. Like that number one amendment, Anaya's Law, that's very simple, cut and dry. I'm all for that. This one here is a little convoluted.
I'm going to just to break with you, I'm going to go with yes. You go with, I don't have a good reason, but you go with no, I'm going to go with
Joey's yes on 772.
Yeah. Amendment 8 pertains to private sewer systems in Shelby County. It would support the State Public Service Commission to regulate privately owned sewer systems and plants in Shelby County. The PSC would regulate rates and charges. The amendment must be on the statewide ballot to be approved, and it must be supported by the majority of voters in Shelby County. I'm kind of tempted to just skip that one because I don't live in Shelby County.
I don't live in Shelby County, but whenever I hear the sewer boards now, I think of Birmingham and their whole fiasco with sewer boards, and yeah.
So you're leaning towards yes.
I'm leaning. I don't.
You want the PSC to regulate the private sewer systems
there. I don't trust PSC either. Yeah. I mean, no. No.
Now, Amendment 9 is similar to Amendment 8, but it pertains to the town of Lakeview. You ever been to Lakeview?
I have not.
You got a place up there?
I'm going to now.
Yeah, here it's nice beautiful. This time of year. It would support the state's Public Service Commission to regulate certain privately owned sewer systems and plants in Lakeview, which is in both Jefferson and Tuscaloosa counties. For Lakeview, the amendment would begin on January the 1st, 2023, and would end on December the 21st, 2027. Again, I don't live there.
I don't live there, but Jefferson County.
So I kind of want to skip it. And we've heard about all these troubles, so it seems like it's a temporary intervention they're doing there for a few years.
Sounds convoluted. Going with the no.
Amendment 10 would allow for the organization of amendments to the this one. This one's plain as day. I read this one.
You lost me.
No, I read this one earlier. You thought the other ones about, like, you know, public declarations that these funds will be used for public needs.
Joey, yeah. I just got a Highland Gardens education now. Come on.
I got an Auburn University education, and Amendment 10, I'll just read it. It would allow for the organization of amendments to the Constitution of Alabama.
Okay,
so we're going to be organizing stuff. The amendment must be passed along with a question that will appear on the ballot. If both measures on the ballot pass, new amendments will be organized into the state constitution. Proper articles and sections would be arranged in a logical manner. The question on recompiling the constitution also seeks to remove racist language, delete duplicated and repeal provisions, and arrange local measures by counties.
Okay, again, the last part sounded okay, but why they have to add all that other on? Why can't we just remove the language? I can see some of that, but Joey, again.
It would allow for the organization of amendments.
Yeah.
I might just get a wild hair up my head and just be like, yes, yeah, let's go for
Joey,
it.
Joey, then they can tell you, well, you signed and agreed that we could make.
Well, and if I don't agree, they're still going to do it anyway. Oh. That's how the government works.
Oh, so you want to be a stooge for the government?
No, I don't. I just want them to leave me alone.
That's not going
to happen. If both measures on the ballot pass, new amendments will be organized into the state constitution. Proper articles and sections would be arranged in a logical manner. I love that sentence.
Okay, who introduced this bill? Is there a guy that we could call and perhaps...
Yeah, we need some more clarification on Amendment 10. Like, it's an amendment about amendments.
Right. About writing more amendments.
And it sounds like it's unclear in this description. The amendment must be passed along with a question that will appear on the ballot. Is it Amendment 10 or any future amendments after Amendment 10? I'm confused.
I'm very confused, Joey.
Anyway, 272-9228. 272-9228. What else is going on in the world? Oh, yeah. You know the Peter Daszak, that name ring a bell?
Yeah, Daszak does ring a bell.
Eco Health Alliance.
Oh, there you go.
Got the big grant to, you know, study bat coronaviruses. Mm-hmm. Did you know they just got another one this year?
Nothing surprising. We're still pushing.
Fauci's still in charge, and the NIH awarded him a big grant again this year.
No,
and
already,
I mean, by this point, the
started getting ripped off.
It's getting fairly clear that COVID-19 was more likely than not a product of the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
But let's go chase this bat down.
Right. The evidence is not dispositive. Like, there is some, like, we don't...
Dispositive.
Yeah, we don't have it, like, right there, like, a photo of them doing the thing in the virology lab. But by process of elimination, it seems like this definitely came from that lab. And so, surprise, surprise, we find out that the NIH has been giving new funding to Peter Daszak and EcoHealth Alliance to continue bat coronavirus research. Ooh. Straight from the NIH website. There it was. $653,392 tranche of funding for none other than EcoHealth Alliance Incorporated, led by Peter Daszak, and beginning on September the 21st, 2022. The project is titled Analyzing the Potential for Future Bat Coronavirus Emergence in Myanmar, Laos, and Vietnam.
Great place to hide money.
Such a corrupt system. When I saw that earlier, I was like, yeah, Jeff, when it rains, it pours. I hope, just on that issue alone, the Republicans take back the Senate. I don't know how much they'll actually get done. Oh, and by the way, Poland is now demanding $1.3 trillion in war damages from Germany.
Yeah.
The Germans are like, we already paid you.
Call your people and tell them to shut up.
They're not. They're only partially my people.
Whatever. Well, did you see Iran's supreme leaders? They're blaming all that unrest that's going on over there on U.S. and Israel.
Yeah, I saw a video of them in the parliament. Death to America. Death to America. Like, it's
nothing else works, bring in the old baby.
I guess we're the great Satan.
Oh, of course.
Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. That's your amendment issue.
Yeah, sir.
I called before to remind everybody. This dates back to the old Don Markwell show. If it's an amendment, it's a tax. That's plain and simple.
There you go.
The state legislators have the power to pass any law they want, so they can do that. But the only way they can increase the budget by forcing a tax, creating an amendment, which they have to put into the budget automatically. So, doesn't matter how well it's worded, how good it sounds, it's still going to be a tax. And that's the way they are able to tax us more and more.
So there's a dollar value added to every bit of it. It's not every necessarily for my benefit, it's for my cost.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Either the political issue they don't want to vote for, kind of like removing the law against mixed-race marriages. They just refused to pass the law at the House. They put it on amendment. So back again, if they just do their jobs, they can pass and make things better. But if they make an amendment, it's a tax. That's all.
Well, my favorite here, though, definitely, Ryan, is Amendment 10. It's an amendment about amendments. Like, it's by far the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like,
it's probably about getting rid of amendments so they can just do it on their own.
It's I've got to get an expert who ever wrote that damn thing down to go through it with them. But I appreciate it. And that, the common sense you're dropping down is about right. I agree with you.
You know, you can add Amendment 11. We're going to have sunny days every Friday for the rest of the time. Okay? Later.
272-9228. Let's go to Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, fellas. Hey, you guys were talking about the jab a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this question occurs to me for sure, but for conscientious objectors who absolutely did not and do not intend to get the jab. Looking forward, you go to the hospital, you got to have surgery. Is that going to be an issue? Are you going to have to specify that you want unjabbed blood?
I did see that. I only saw, you know, just the quick write-up on it.
Start storing my own blood then.
I haven't seen or heard anything about that, and if you are conscientious in your objection, I wouldn't think you'd want to get any blood because you're just, you're going to have the antibodies right at that point of that. Yeah.
That's
so, just a question. I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
Yeah, I just saw it come out today, and I don't know. I have to admit, I don't know all the details of that.
I want jab-free blood. Ooh, that means I could sell my blood at a premium now.
Oh, because you didn't get that.
Jab-free, baby.
What about all the other stuff?
Don't worry about that.
I'm donating all of my jabs to Joe.
What to Joe?
You? To Joe, yeah.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
He can have every one of my jabs. I want him to have them and feel comfortably safe when he gets them.
No, and I don't even know what it is, but after Trump got it, I really want to try the Regeneron. I had the Regeneron. I feel like I'm on fire. I'm fire with energy, superpowers.
Have you guys read about this embalmer in South Alabama?
Oh, yeah. We covered the story when it first came out, and it is still percolating all through the national news now.
Yeah, that's just crazy stuff. You know, that's scary.
Yeah, finding all sorts of really crazy blood clots, things he'd never seen before.
You guys were talking to, I think, someone the other day, and there is a malady. You guys help me with this, but it's a long-term COVID?
Long COVID.
And, yeah, long COVID.
Oh, my gosh. And these are young people that are truly suffering, and whatever, I think it was you guys, someone has a treatment for this, and basically it's cleaning the blood?
Yeah, it's the top story right now at 1819news.com. It's called Landon Story. Alabama teen heads to Cyprus, that tiny little island nation right off the coast of Turkey.
Beautiful this time.
For treatment of COVID-related macro and micro blood clots. And, apparently the spike protein affects some people where they get these long COVID consequences, clotting, like fluid buildup in some people, sometimes lesions on some, like, it's clearly not a natural virus, I'll put it that way. The way it can affect somebody, like it's a nothing cold or allergies to, well, it could kill you in really unique ways. I don't know.
Yeah, what have they done to us, fellas?
Indeed, what have they done? Well, I appreciate it, Wayne.
I'm going to try to keep up with that. Keep us all informed with new info on that, because you're right, Eddie. You may need to store your own blood before a surgery.
I'm down with that. We got good blood.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tiger blood.
No doubt. Have a great day, guys.
See you, Wayne.
For the break, let's go to David, who has a question about the amendments. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm okay. I was curious. I couldn't really pick up on the language there, but it almost sounded like with the amendment of new amendments, will they be a part of the Constitution instead of just attached to the Constitution? I'm wondering if this is a way around them having to put new amendments on for voters to vote on, and they can just pass amendments and they become part of the Constitution.
No, it would still have to go, from what I'm reading, it would still have to go to the voters. I think what it would change is how these amendments appear on the ballot, and then it would allow them to start actually like organizing it within the state Constitution. So they're claiming it, you know, anything having to do with sewer systems, yada, 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 will be in this part.
I look forward to y'all getting somebody that sponsored the bill in to ask some questions, because we know that what that means isn't really what it says. It's what they say it means.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And that's where we're starting today, folks. I mean, we still got, a month before Election Day. That's where we're starting this out today, because some of these seem pretty straightforward. Others, I'm sitting here scratching my head.
But your money's still on KIB, huh? Being the governor?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just curious.
You don't think she's going to be elected?
Anything can happen, Joey.
Okay, Eddie. You high again?
No, I'm just saying.
Surrounded by drug addicts. 272-9228. Let's hit a break.
You're the one who voted for it.
Do a hair test on you. We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Schools are back in session and real estate school is about to start. If you have thought about getting a real estate license, or if you just want information before you buy a home or buy a rental home for the first time, now is your time. Our classes are just one night per week on Thursday nights from 6 to 9. Learn about the ins and outs of buying or selling real estate, how to find the right home, price it right for the market, understand the different forms of financing, homes and closing costs to sell them, increasing your portfolio or someone else's, and be able to guide buyers and sellers along the straight path to a successful closing. Be your own boss, set your own hours, increase your retirement accounts, meet wonderful new people, and know how much your actions and advice helped other people to achieve their goals. Sign up now, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or visit thegoodsongroup.com. That's 551-0225.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. kind of just getting started up this Monday morning to kick off the week. Man, things are going to get exciting, I guess, as we get closer to Election Day.
Yeah, for some.
Brian, did you watch any of the Elon Musk humanoid robots, Optimus, doing some work?
I missed that.
Yeah, turn around. There it is, doing some work.
Well, they used to work at Hyundai. This is all you can get your robots to do? Please, man. We had our robots welding, painting, grabbing cars, slinging them out of the paint booth.
Slinging them.
You didn't mean to, but it happened.
Let's say, on a factory line, you shouldn't be slinging anything.
Let me tell you, man. Them robots, they don't know their own strength.
No, and apparently it would be like 5'8", 130 pounds, like humanoid robots. So, yeah. And apparently they're not that swift. So if there was, that was my favorite part of the schematics, the breakdown. It's like, they're not that fast, so you could outrun them if need be. I'm like,
that's important. Well, I kind of feel like that's important.
Why would that even be necessary?
But what if I'm not that fast of a runner? Do they have any keywords I can scream and make it stop chasing me?
Wait, why are we having to design these things so we can outrun them? Well, we're a little worried. Well, this is the bottom line, the biggest problem with AI these days. Is they can figure out these AI systems. They give it a task, and the AI system will do it after learning long enough. But they don't know how the system learned, which is like there's a big black box there where you don't know how this is working. And as these things become more sophisticated, and you don't know how it's becoming more intelligent, that's a big issue.
Well, one of the things working in robots at Hyundai, they would pick up different things, and they had to put it in a very specific spot, Joey, down to almost a pinhead. And so the robot, you had a camera. And
are these like robot arms?
It'd be big robot arms.
Almost like crane arm, yeah.
But they, again, just as strong as they can be. But they could put it down. Now, what they would do generally, there would be a camera involved. The camera would take the picture and then kind of load onto that. But the robot taught itself as well. I mean, if everything come in and it was always an inch off, well, the robot kind of figured that and started taking that into account. So I've seen the robots be able to teach themselves. I never thought of it in a bad way. Kind of made my job easier, but now, you got me a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, he did a big presentation on Friday.
Can we at least have an emergency stop button on each one of them, so if I get close enough, I can hit that?
I mean, look at the thing. It's pretty rough around the edges right now. Like all sorts of exposed cords.
Hyundai. You should see some of their workers. That robot looks good.
272-9228. Again, the nation of Poland is saying to Germany that, hey, Germany, you need to pay us $1.3 trillion for reparations for what all the Nazis did. Germany's like, we've already made amends, man. And so, that's great, as things are getting hotter and hotter there in Ukraine. And then here's a little palate cleanser, if you will. I have to say, no step too high for a high stepper.
That's what we've heard.
No way, Jose. Yeah, some of Governor Ivey's ads were quite cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I don't think even Governor Ivey's ads, and I mean, maybe Jeff Coleman, Alabama Tough, was pretty good. But
I'm always toting.
Here's just a clip of John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
This is only like a 10-second clip, but this is from one of his latest new ads.
Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy. And I approve this message.
Now, what gets me is the little tinkling piano music underneath.
It's so serious.
Yeah, let's play it again.
Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Papa B.
You gotta love that guy, man.
He's one of the best in the business. He really is.
Well, you know, he's not like polished and, you know, got all these $20 words to speak those around.
He's smart enough to have those $25 words, but he knows it down where the goats can get it, right, so to speak. And now, I'm sure I have disagreements with Senator Kennedy, but he's one of the best up there by far. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, Papa B. My favorite John Kennedy moment is when he's on with Sean Hannity one night, and they're talking about how John Kerry is such an elitist. Like, John Kerry's taking private jets. He's not... But they're really hitting John Kerry, new climate czar, as an elitist. And so Kenny says something, Sean says something, gives it back to Kennedy, and then Kennedy goes, now, Sean, and again, this is about elitism, as the French existentialist Jean-Paul Sartre said, to be is to act. And John Kerry's actions tell me all I need to know. And I'm like, I'm falling out of my chair. Like, that guy is, he's one of the best, I think.
Yes.
He is. I was just thinking, you know, you were talking about some of Eddie's troubles there. Being the son of a veterinarian, what we would do is, I mean, a dog was riddled with the kind of parasites, we'd put them through a dip and warm them out. I'm thinking maybe that's what you need, you know, Eddie to, I mean, you know, have a dip and warm him out. You might both need it since you've been hanging around him so long.
I don't need a good deworming. I appreciate it.
Wait, are you saying...
I got worms.
What are you talking about?
When you get arrested, they give you a delousing, so I feel good from the last one.
Now, I have been a little itchy.
Yeah, it's such a target-rich environment these days.
Well, did you see the story last week that it's a discriminatory... If a kid gets lice, to publicize it and send them home.
How is that discriminatory? It's called giving folks a heads up.
No, it is discriminatory, but you got lice, son. Go home.
Get back to the house.
You have some special shampoo. You'll be all right.
So, you know, with all this Ukraine stuff going on, it's still hard to figure out. For I think some folks, maybe me too. But it looks to me an awful lot like the United States blew up that pipeline, baby. You know?
Come on now.
The Pentagon's denied it. So.
Yeah, we've got proper.
Yeah. Well, who would have done it?
I read a report today that perhaps the Russians did it.
Yeah, and then someone made the point, why wouldn't the Russians just blow it up closer to them? Why'd they almost go to Germany?
In the middle of the sea.
Well, no, whoever did it, and I was thinking it could be maybe an outside group, but it's all the countries that have investigated said, no, it was way too sophisticated and stealth. It probably has to be a state actor. And so, the United States has a capability. Russia does have that capability. The UK has that capability. Norway, maybe.
Don't count out Uganda.
Uganda.
Who is the least likely you to think?
No, and I saw a tweet today. It was the most amazing thing. I think it was the head of the Ugandan Armed Forces put out a tweet with a picture of the new Italian prime minister. Yeah. He said, I would give 100 cows for her. I'm like, oh my. I'm like, this is just absurd.
I guess we're going to find out sooner or later who it is. But boy, it just looks an awful lot. For me to think that the United States, I think that this country, the Biden administration is trying to drag us into being involved in this thing.
Well, I don't know if you saw the clip that's going around, and the reporter asked Biden about the pipe, you know, Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and he just said flat out more than one time, it will not be there.
Oh, yeah.
It will not be there. It will not be operational. They're like, what are you going to do? Well, it will not be operational.
Well, and then Tony Blinken over the weekend's like, this is a great opportunity for them not to be relying on Russian oil. They should seize this opportunity.
Opportunity.
It'll be more obvious. Like,
let's set up windmills.
That's right.
More solar arrays.
Goodness gracious.
Unbelievable. Oh, well. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot for letting me call in and enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you, Papa B. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And they're at New Look Decorating. Of course, they're a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. Whether you're looking to do it yourself or contract out the job, New Look Decorating can help you. Now, you can't always call them at 271-0007, but I really encourage you to stop by. Go see them in person. Stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And say hi to the owner, Brian Carr, the manager, Brett Lanham, who's very passionate about what he does there, or their entire team of paint specialists. And they can give you samples to take home, to actually paint on your wall to see how the light changes throughout the day. They can give you tips and tricks if you're doing it yourself, so you do it yourself the right way the first time, Time and money. You're going to be saved a lot of time and money if you listen to the experts there decorating. Or maybe you don't want to touch it at all yourself. You want a professional painter or contractor to get that paint or stain job done. Well, the good news is at New Look Decorating, they know all the contractors in town. They know all the painters in town. So you just go in, pick out your paint or stain supply, and say, I'm using so-and-so for this job, and they'll get in contact with that contractor, that painter, the job will get done. It's just that easy. So check them out today. Again, that showroom is at 6237 Atlanta Highway, or you can call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. And whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell New Look Decorating Center that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. Oh. Do you want your, it is election season, so before I play this, who's responsible for all this massive national debt we have?
Who's personally responsible?
Yeah, well, or like what groups of people are responsible?
Honestly, most unelected politicians are the ones that are...
Unelected
politicians, but your bureaucrats.
Yeah, and then I would also say Democrats and Republicans of the last several Congresses.
All of presidents of all different parties.
All of them are responsible.
Ain't me, I can tell you that.
All of them are responsible.
Ain't me.
So here's Joe Biden telling lies.
I'm so sick of Republicans saying we're the big spenders. Give me a break. Give me a break. And by the way, this bill is going to reduce the deficit by another $300 billion over 10 years because Medicare is going to be paying less for the drugs that are going out.
In 10 years, all the savings is several Congresses away. This is how they always do it.
Always.
It's how Republicans do it. It's how Democrats do it. I hate Republicans saying we're the big spenders. This is the trick they always play. On the policies that they all agree on, because a moderate up there, whether you're a moderate Democrat or a moderate Republican, means you want to spend on everything. Money grows on trees. But when it comes election time, they just point fingers at the other party, go, they're bad, they're bad, they're bad. Don't pay any attention to the crap we all do together. We got to stop falling for it. We have a massive debt problem. That massive debt problem is going to be even worse as interest rates continue to rise. Just servicing the national debt is going to be more and more of a costly endeavor. And yet you got old farts like Joe Biden arguing with other old geezers up there in Washington, D.C. over should we spend $5 trillion or $4.9 trillion. I'm probably lowballing those numbers.
Yes, you are.
They just passed a continuing resolution. Oh, we didn't shut the government down.
Don't hurt my feelings. When they shut the government, has it ever negatively affected you personally?
Personally, no.
I can't remember a time either. Now, my mom used to work for the government. Mm-hmm. She got ticked when they'd say you're non-essential and stay home for a few days. But again, me personally, didn't bother me none. And everyone else that was not allowed to go home.
Didn't she get back pay?
Yeah, I was going to say, when they're allowed to go home, I don't get it. Because if my job that I was getting paid to do said, go home for 4 days, we're not going to pay you now, but we'll pay you later, and I knew they're going to pay me later.
For not doing the work.
Yeah, like I'm just, gone, baby.
Yeah.
See ya.
272-9228. Let's hit this break. We'll be right back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's montgomerymenshealth.com.
It's the Alabama National Fair, October 7th through 16th. Enjoy the rides, circus, shows, concerts, and the food.
I really enjoy munching my way down the Midway. I can just smell all the great food I love. Giant turkey legs, funnel cakes, corn dogs, cotton candy, and anything deep fried.
Enjoy all the tasty fair food you wait for all year long.
Coliseum Clear Bag policy in effect. Ages 17 and under must be accompanied by an adult 21 years or over.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and HMMA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just in your drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Well, what did we learn today? Not much.
We learned about some amendments.
Yeah, well, we learned a little about them.
Got confused on bottom five of them, Joey. Top five are pretty good.
Top five are pretty clear. The bottom five, especially number 10, amendment about amendments, kind of threw us for a loop.
And even some of the callers said, well, wait a minute. Is this an amendment that says we don't have to do amendments no more? We can just make things instant law?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeesh.
Do you think we should have a referendum system here?
Yes, actually, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it could be fun.
I don't think it's a bad idea under condition that we have nowadays.
I think you're right, Eddie. I think you're right. Where you get enough signatures for a petition, you get a
because a lot of times things get voted in passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, when reality comes in, comes set, you're like, maybe we didn't do this right. And then your politicians go, oh, let's tweak the bill, tweak the bill. And like my man said, that's just a new way to get a tax. I'd rather be able to have the referendum. And we go,
Yeah, and on the referendum, if you can make it on single issues, I think we would find out how, in fact, conservative is this state.
Quickly, would we not, Joey?
Yeah.
Would we not?
I think we would find that out quite swiftly. Now, Hillary Clinton, she said she's not running in 2024, which I took to mean, yeah, she's definitely running.
No, Joey, I've looked at Hillary. She ain't running nowhere.
She's campaigning in 2024.
There we go.
And they just fired up the Clinton Global Initiative again, which is a sign that she'll be running. So I've been saying I think she's going to run. She's going to be like, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, you're offering it to me? Yeah. Okay.
I don't see anyone else.
Well, now I might change my mind again. Because now Dick Morris is saying that Hillary's going to run. And whenever Dick Morris says something, I tend to go to the opposite direction.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's going to run, but she'll be in a scooter the whole time. She'll be our first president that's trying to get votes from a scooter.
I mean, scooter's nothing to laugh about, man.
No.
Don't you have a scooter?
Well, yeah, but I don't ride.
Yeah, you do?
I don't have a handicap scooter. I got a little scooter to buzz around on.
Buzz around the lake property?
For fun, yeah.
For fun,
four-wheeler.
Then why are you knocking the scooter game?
Because I don't want any of my... I want a leader that is equipped as well in the mind 100% and the body 100%.
And somebody on a scooter doesn't have that.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
That's now, my leader. Maybe not your leader, but my leader.
Dick Morris made the prediction. He said, I see more and more signs that Hillary's going to run. Knowing the Clintons had been echoing what many Americans believe, that they do not support open borders.
Really?
Yeah. We'll see. And that's such a long, long... far off time away that...
I can't believe you're still thinking Ivy's going to get in. I think you need to wake up, Bubba.
Yeah, I think Kay Ivey's going to be a shoe-in. Will she fill out her whole term? Probably not.
Oh!
Yeah. Did you know that household net worth decreased by $6.1 trillion in April to June?
Mine didn't.
Or 4.1%, the most on record per quarter. A 4.1% decline in household worth. Now, some of this is going to be the top-level folks who lost certain but the percentage is the highest ever. It's not just the nominal amount. That's not good.
I don't know if I agree with that a whole lot.
Do you not think we're in a recession and heading for a bigger one?
Yes, but I also think that we have elections coming up, so right now you can't believe much of anything you hear. And plus the administration you have in charge, I can't believe anything they say. Literally, if they told me the sky is blue...
They're the ones saying we're not in a recession.
Right. But again, I don't believe them either way. I want to know for myself. Remember Kamala's comments this weekend as far as any relief for the storm? You know, we're going to base
be
that
equitable.
On equity.
Yeah, equitable.
What's that mean, Joey?
I don't know. Poor people first?
Is that what that means?
I don't know what it means. And she wouldn't clarify. She was avoiding all the microphones of how that would actually work out. But there's a new IRS rule.
Uh-oh.
This new IRS rule being proposed means many small business owners will face a bigger administrative burden for accepting payments on services like Venmo and PayPal. Or PayPal.
No surprise there. Cash App, PayPal, they're going after all of them.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Comes down to money. That's why I get my cash from you, Joey. We don't do the Venmo, the PayPal. It's cash.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying. That's why we cash.
But they'll have a big new IRS workforce to help enforce these new rules, I'm sure.
Okay, that's a workforce I'm not that scared of because, again, I'll just schedule them to meet with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make sure there's two sets of stairs they got to walk up. And I got a feeling they will postpone every time they have to meet with me.
And analysts are now predicting oil prices could return to over $100 a barrel as OPEC mulls a historic production cut.
Today they're talking about it, baby.
OPEC Plus, excuse me.
Yeah, talking about it. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, gas prices are already climbing back up. So the central banks of the world are trying to up interest rates and whip inflation. And now the UN, the United Nations, comes out today and says, hey, Federal Reserve and other central banks, could you stop it with the interest rate hikes? You're killing us out here. Yeah, we're in a tough spot.
That UK plan you were talking about Friday, been some changes there, too. You need to look back into that. Remember how the government came out and they kind of were panicked, and you kind of noticed it because of pensions and things. They're changing some of the rules.
What do you mean changing the rules?
Well, they were cutting taxes with the original deal. They were cutting taxes off. They decided not to do that.
Yeah, they're not cutting the taxes, but the Bank of England Well, the Bank of England is still buying bonds to keep the bond market afloat.
So does that scream great times are on the way, Joe?
No, it doesn't. It's like we're all hooked into this system that doesn't serve us well, but it's the only thing we got. I got everybody held hostage with their retirement funds and pension funds.
Why can't we burn it down?
Well, then it's going to screw over us.
Don't we get screwed over on the regular anyway?
Yeah, I think whatever way we go, we're kind of screwed.
I mean, do you want to take the slow screw job the whole life where you just slowly, your wealth and everything gets slowly removed?
I'm thinking quick and easy.
That's right.
Quick and easy might be better. But, you know, I'm a young man. I don't have, many roots laid down deep.
I even thought of
I can't imagine somebody, say, an older fellow like you.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
In your 50s?
Yes.
Past the half century mark?
By a few years.
Yeah, and, but you're an empty nester now, so you're doing a little better.
Yeah.
But what about these folks that get their Social Security payment and then go to the casino to play the bingo?
Or they get their
I worry about them.
To pay their rent, but they go to the casino and try to double their rent. And
right, and you just got to double up.
That's it. Ah, Joey, it's not a good thing.
No, it is not a good thing. And across the board, we're not seeing great things.
And I don't see changes on the horizon that's going to change anything. That's another thing. It's not like we're looking, hey, if we can just make it through this month, we got this coming. All I see is more doom and gloom.
Yep. But don't forget, we're also on the brink of thermonuclear war, so that's a good thing.
Take you some Gascon or something, you'll feel better.
Some Gascon?
What's that called? Gascon or something like that?
The thing like when you're gassy?
Yeah. Kind of holds that nuclear war stuff going
like
on.
Like Tums?
That's it, yeah.
Like antacids?
Yeah, but it kind of holds that nuclear war system back a little bit.
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
You child.
Oh.
Sometimes you're just a child.
I'm a big man, baby.
And on that disappointing note, I'm ready to get out of here. But here, in all seriousness, it was great talking to Shanna.
Oh, it's awesome.
And Wayne about Venison Provisions. It's a new nonprofit, and as deer season is upon us, whether you're a farmer and you're having to get rid of some deer on your land, or you run a big lodge where you have folks come out and hunt on your land and you have to cull the herd a little bit, that deer meat, that venison, can go to good use.
Very good use.
Also, maybe you want to have your deer processed and donate it to folks.
Or you want to learn how to process one.
Yeah, they can help you with that. Just go to venisonprovisions.org. You can donate right on the website. They're also looking for recipes. Really a great new nonprofit just getting up off the ground. And with troubling times coming our way, we're going to need to do more like that. Everybody's got to look out for everybody, so to speak. 272-9228 is the number. I believe there's a guest host on next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember who, though.
Where's April going?
I don't know.
Is she back in Florida again?
I have no clue, man.
Key West.
I have no clue. Like, I'm trying to look up real quick. Who's going to be the guest host coming up? Oh, Paul DeMarco.
Really?
That's a handsome fellow right there.
Cool. I think I'm looking at him.
Sky?
That's Sky.
No, he's also handsome, but don't tell him. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early. We may or may not have Judge Napolitano. I got to check with him. He was going to take the week off. Now it looks like he's not. So hopefully we'll kick off with Judge Knapp.
Cool.
With Stephanie Holden Smith and the regular cast of characters. Y'all stay tuned for some straight talk with April Marie. Guest host Paul DeMarco coming up.